I'd like to start with a fairly old poem. This one particularly, because I'm fond of it and because it's an easily available or accessible poem. And from childhood. The poem's called Life Without Abe. And Abe was an eccentric character in my neighborhood when I was a little kid. And I'm sure most of you had the same kind of character. He was he was retarded, I guess. He was about 55 or 60 years old, retarded man. And I guess he was a sex pervert in some way, but I wasn't really aware of that at age 7 or 8. But he used to teach us all the dirty words when I was a little kid. And I imagined at one point in his career as the neighborhood pervert, they took him off to the funny farm. And years later, I imagined him to be something of or fantasized him to be something of a neighborhood sexual figure. And in his absence, the neighborhood sort of drooped. Okay. Life Without Abe. Everyone on the block recalls his sins like half-remembered movies. A wet dream, the widow's empty bed, a small boy's hand gripping emptiness. On velvet seats, we caress our own tight thighs. We open like lockets. On Friday nights, we confess in secret booths. Life without Abe is a drag. Our favorite queer, foul mouth, he taught us how to grin and hide our hands when they itched. When they took him to the funny farm, we pissed against the wall and laughed. We didn't understand. Among his own kind now, nose to nose, he is loved as a hanky against the weather. And you think I care? Man, I'm not just standing here shooting pool. You can still buy it in the street for 2 bits and the secret wink. He swells in your pants pocket. Do you miss his bent shadow like a thief's? A half moon sinking into your doorway each dark night? A bouquet? The fierce smell of heat behind the shades in every room? Abe, we repent. We touch you with our hands. We fall asleep alone, and in the mornings plunge like semen into the everyday dust.